injuries, any problems to contend with ahead of the match this weekend?
We've still got Dale Jennings, Martin Craney and Peter Ramage, the boys that will possibly be in contention for the weekend, but they're not ready for this yet. So we'll take that into account tomorrow when we train tomorrow. Excuse me, and hopefully we'll have him available, but we're not sure yet.
Because to miss certainly Ramage, I suppose, after the Saturday he had last week, that would be a blow amongst others there.
Well, it would, yeah. I think, but you've got to accept that, you know, that's his first 90 minutes this season. so I think from that point of view, you know, he's going to have after effects, but hopefully not for too long. Excuse me.
It's good that Dale Jennings is potentially getting back into the swing of things, because he's been missed recently.
Well, he has as well, and I think that Dale's got this ankle knock, and I'm hoping, like I say, he'll be available to us as well at the weekend, but I'm not 100% that will be the case. We'll just have to take stock on Sunday morning, late Saturday night, Sunday morning, just see what's available to us.
Bree at right back, how's he doing? How's he faring there?
Terrific. He's been terrific. I think he's showed, you know, a lot of maturity for a boy so young, and that's what good players do. You know, and I'm not saying you're destined for the top, because anything can happen, but at this moment in time, he's showing all the attributes of a top league player. His attitude is absolutely brilliant. His personality is spot on. He's a lovely kid, and he's willing to learn and wants to learn. You know, and he's one of these lads that you tell. Or you ask him to do something, he does it straight away. You don't have to keep badgering him. He takes things on board very quickly, which is very good.
That's interesting, because he's had quite a recent example of a young right back who left Barnsley and went on to do all right, or sadly injured at the minute in John Stones.
Well, listen, I don't know if that would be the case with him. What I'm saying at this moment in time, playing for Barnsley at such a young age is a great step for him. Whatever happens in the future will be determined by other clubs, you know. But certainly from our point of view, we feel that, you know, although we have to be very careful with him, you have to manage him right. I'm not saying that he'll play every game, because I don't think he will, you know, because I think that's quite unfair. But at this moment in time, he's done very well, and so long as that continues, you know, we'll always consider him to play as a starter, you know, rather than coming off the bench.
That then perhaps answers the next point, because do you think then at the minute, because he's playing so well, that the right back spot is his to lose, because you do have options there?
I do have options there, yeah, of course you do, yeah. If it's competition in that respect, then yes, of course it is. But there'll be other reasons as to why he doesn't play at times, you know, because, you know, we look at him a couple of days in training, and, you know, he looks a little bit jaded sometimes, so we have to be careful with that management, manage him that way, so we can take him off the training programme for a little while. So there's lots of different ways we can keep him fresh, and we will do. And like you said, we've got other options there as well, which is always good.
And Voto and Lita, where are they in the pecking order? Are they underwhelming at the moment?
I've said before, I think we've got to get a situation where that the positions in the team are going to be cemented down by individuals. They have to make the first impressions to me, and we've not done it enough, quite honestly. Leroy knows, Sam knows, Kane knows. So in that respect, you know, we've got to make sure from that point of view that somebody goes and really throws a gauntlet down. And it's down to the players, you know, that's what we said. And we wouldn't be looking for anybody else had they done that. You know, but we're still looking, you know, for somebody else who'll be that little bit extra physicality for us. But they're capable of doing it. Don't get me wrong, they're capable of doing it. And I think when things start to settle down, we'll see the better players, the more experienced players come to the fore. And I think with Voto, you know, 1 minute he's injured, 1 minute he's not injured. So we just can't get a consistency from him, you know. And we missed out on him the other week. He wasn't available for our game last week at Rochdale. So that's another conundrum. You know, we can't keep changing the team around, you know, from one game to another. We need to get some consistency. And I think if we do that, we'll get consistency in the performances and the results.
What is it about Lita at the minute? And I know you won't have a pecking order in the role, there's four of them, etc., etc. But unfortunately for Lita, he's the name, he's the guy with the track record who's done it at a higher level. So yeah. What's the matter with him at the minute then?
There's nothing the matter with him at all. I think it's his sharpness. I think it's game time that he needs, which he hasn't had. He had no pre-season, you know, from being out of contract. He's not done any pre-season. And that is a real, real backward step from professional footballers when they're coming into a season that's up and running. So I think from that, you know, it's a catch-up time for him. You know, but I have to say, this last week or so, he's been very sharp, I have to say. Done extra training as well. You know, he's done training with us and then training off his own back, which is tremendous, you know. And so he understands what he needs. And I'm hoping so, in the next, you know, week, two, three, 4 weeks, whatever it may be, we can get to a certain peak that when he does go on the pitch, he can last 90 minutes.
You mentioned before that search. To look back before we look forward, Ben Mansford this week has come out and said that Trotter, that deal's off. What was the reason for that?
That's a reason from the player's point of view, nothing to do with the two clubs. I think we both agreed and we thought it'd be a good move for him. maybe there are other options, I really don't know. I didn't speak to the player himself, so I don't really know the reasons. But I surmise that there's something else out there for him, or he thinks there's something else out there. So we move on. Like I say, we're not... We don't go wasting time and chasing rainbows. We move on to the next one.
So, to that next one then, how close are you to making an addition in that area?
Not close. Not for this weekend anyway. You know, but I don't really know. You know, it's we thought we'd done the deal on two players before and we didn't do any. You know, so you know if I start promising this, that, and the other, then people will be disappointed, as you well know. So I don't do that. But we're certainly still in the market for a striker, and we're certainly in the market for a big one if we can get one. But so is everybody else at the moment.
I'm going newspaper talk in a national newspaper. Tom Pope, is he a player on your radar?
Yes, he was one we acquired about. Yeah, he was another one that was inquired about, but nothing will happen until January. Whether it happens with us or not, we'll have to wait and see. But he was certainly one that we inquired about, yeah.
Right. So is he available then? Because he seems sort of dyed in the wool, very much Port Vale's man, if you like. So is he potentially gettable?
No, well, he's still Port Vale's man. You know, that's the reason. You know, whether he's still Port Vale player. You know, we made our inquiries known to Port Vale, but there was nothing happening. You know, so I think they may look at it again in January, as to whether anything can be done then. But you know, it's no secret really that the two clubs had spoken, but obviously nothing transpired with the player. So, like I said in the last one, we move on to the next one.
Speaking of bits that get out, Alex Revelle, is he off the agenda now? He's playing again for Rotherham.
He was never on it, as far as I know. I think everybody's telling me that he was, but Alex, I was manager of Alex for a little spell as well, so I know what Alex is like. Whether people put two and two together, I don't know, but I've come up with the wrong number, I think. But Alex has been a very good player, and I'm sure he's still got a big part to play with Rotherham at the moment, but I don't think there'll be anything moving that way, no.
Just on a more general point, do you look at here a situation where if you can get that man, they need to have a bit of league experience, or do you entertain at all the young kid in a Premier League squad route, if you like?
Well, ideally, we want somebody with experience. You know, that's one we're looking to try and bring in, and I think that's important to us. But at the end of the day, you know, there's so much at a premium, we're going to find it difficult to get what we want. And it may have to be then, we have to look elsewhere. But we're not looking down that line just yet. We've got possibilities, but we're not actually going down to bring the players in or inquire about those particular players at the moment, because we want to exhaust everything else first. And but we've not exhausted that yet, so we'll wait and see.
I know you just have the one loan available. So, because whenever we sort of ask fans about what they would sort of say to you about, are you looking in the midfield area right now? Because some of them believe that this team right now could just do with a bit more steel in there. What would you say to that?
That's a fair comment. I'd say the same as well. I think we do need some steel. You know, we need a bit of... I can't really say. You know.
Gumption.
Gumption's a lovely word, isn't it? It's a lovely word. It's a nice word to use. That, yeah. Not what I was using in match day, but there you go.
Not that.
Yeah, of course we do. Yeah, of course we do. And I think that you know, one or two players have got to stand up to the plate in that. You know, and we're not a really physical team. We know that, but there's still areas where you can use a bit of that that physicality to get the results that you want. And I think, yeah, that's a fair comment. I'll take that on board.
One final thing before we actually move on to Bradford. There's obviously a lot been made, quite understandably, about some of the young players. Obviously, some of them are playing, aren't they? In terms of the development of the Ruben Noble, Lazarus, Paul Digbys of this world, as a general point, how do you see it?
Well, Paul's away. He's away with the England under-20s at the moment. He played the other night, I believe, for 90 minutes and did well. So, yes, he's very much in the frame, you know, and I'm delighted that... At this moment in time, we've only got this next game now to put out of the way, so we can come back and concentrate totally with us. Because it's a strange old football world when you're getting called up so young and going with and playing and training with all the big stars. To bring them back down to earth a bit is a bit difficult at times. So I'm just glad now that we can get all this stuff out of the way and concentrate with us and get him in and around or in the team as soon as you possibly can, yeah.
So the match this weekend, the last time you and I spoke, it was about having a bit more, the last press conference was about having a bit more faith and just being positive about the situation. Has what's transpired since then, beating Rochdale, second half at Oldham, given further justification to keep that faith?
Well, of course it always does, and I think, you know, you talk about the gumption you talked about before, and in those two games we showed a lot of that, and we've had to do. You know, I think the way they came back from being 2-0 down the other day at Oldham, the way that we were able to keep on to all of that clean sheet at Rochdale against a very good side, I have to say, was commendable, and I think that you know, that is obviously going to give everybody confidence. There'll be no more bigger boost than this weekend than getting a good result against your local rivals. But we know again that Bradford has started the season well, and particularly away from home. But overall, you know, we said many times before, in this league, there's not a lot between a lot of teams, and on any day, anything can happen. But we feel that we're going into the game, and at home, I always say, I always fancy us at home. Irrespective of what's gone on before, I will always fancy us at home, and I really do this weekend.
So Bradford, the current crop, what do you make of them?
They've done very well, and I think with Phil from last year, he's carried on from last season. They had a terrific season last year, and again they're trying to build on it this year. I don't know what success is in their eyes. I've no idea. Is it top six or is it promotion? I don't really know. That's Phil's business, not mine. But he's certainly putting a team together that are capable of that, you know. And with all the experience they've got in there, and obviously working with one or two of the players that they have in there, and the Gary Liddles and Alan Sheens. And I know they've got quality in there, you know, so it'll be a big, big test for us. But it's a derby game, and, you know, who knows what happens in those games.
The Bradford game seems to have, well, it has, hasn't it, taken on an extra added importance than maybe perhaps a South Yorkshire rivalry or any other rivalry because of the matches that you know all very well about between the two clubs down the years. They don't get to play one another very often.
No, they don't. I mean, they've mirrored us to a certain degree, or we've mirrored them to a certain degree with the success that both clubs have had and reached the promised land, haven't we, with both, and then after that we've found troubled times, you know, in certain seasons. So we're very similar, really, and I think that maybe the fans are very similar as well. You know, they've had some fantastic times in the Premier League, and now they're back in a bit of reality, I suppose. But they've still got aspirations of getting back to there, you know, and that dream is still alive for them. And I just think that both sets of fans, you know, I think they've got a little bit of affinity with each other because of what's happened between the two clubs. And obviously, you know, the most topical area from my point of view is the game that we got promotion here against them. And the fans were absolutely tremendous on that day. And I'm sure they'll be tremendous tomorrow, you know, on Sunday, sorry. And I think that from that point of view, you know, let's hope it's a great occasion, but on this particular day that we come out with a win.
Fabulous memories, sadly a long time ago, and players have changed, the club has evolved, etc. Can you use a day like that and just as a way of motivation for a match like this weekend?
No, I don't think so. I think you've got to look forward now. You know, what happened, they're great memories, and that's all they are. You put them to bed and you can, you know, keep opening them up now and again. But really, from my point of view, no, we have to move on. It's a modern day football, it's a totally different approach to the game as it was in those days, and we have to move with the times, and I think every club would say the same, but it is nice sometimes, fond memories, you know, you can't buy them, so to speak, and they'll always be there, but it'll make no difference about this weekend with any relevance of what happened in those days.
And I suppose in some respects Bradford, they're handily placed at the minute, seventh, prior to any match that takes place on the Saturday. You've got Peterborough coming up, you've had Rochdale recently as well. Mm-hmm. It's about getting back into that upper middle order, isn't it, at least as quickly as you can.
It is, yeah, of course it is, yeah. And if you look at the league as well, I mean, a couple of wins and you're bang back in it again, you know. So that's why I don't, how can I say, come off the level playing field from my point of view, where I look at things with a result that goes for or against us. And I think that it can change on a regular basis, good or bad, I suppose. So we have to maintain some some sort of equilibrium. We think about things now, we approach things, and make sure that it doesn't upset us too much when we lose, or we don't get carried away if we win. But I just think a couple of wins and we're back up there again, and people are looking at us and saying, oh, they're promotion contenders now. You know, against relegation candidates it was last week.